There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin in the 10th parak. The Gemara talks about somebody who knows an apikaris, and we're familiar with the usage of the word apikaris, referring to a person who has a certain belief system and values, understanding about Hashem, which is incorrect. And the Gemara said that that's one explanation, but the Gemara actually has another explanation for the what makes somebody an apikaris. And the Gemara says an apikaris is a person who's a mavaza talmud chacham. So that he doesn't have the value system of the Torah, obviously. He doesn't respect the Rosham's Torah, because here's the person who embodies everything that the Torah represents, and he contains the Torah in him, and you're being mevazeh that person. So the person is considered, has the status of an epikuris. So it's like in Kaifer Be'ikar, Tas V'Sholem. Because these are the person who give, they, people give over the Masara, give over the Munah, and you're denying that respect, which is due to them. Hirsch points out that respect is a basic element which is necessary for the process of Masara, of giving over the beliefs of Klal Yisrael. I only accept those type of ideas, ideologies, beliefs, from somebody that I respect. By undermining the respect of the Talmud Chacham, I'm undermining the value system and the belief system and the Masara which Klal Yisrael has. So the person is called an apikaris. But the more actually takes it a step further, the more it says, not only is a person apikaris, according to one opinion in the Gemara, for being mevaza Talmud Chacham, the person is mevaza chaveiro bifnei Talmud Chacham, is also called an apikaris. So part of the covenant of a Talmud Chacham is you're standing in front of an adam mechubad, in front of a person of stature, you stand there with a certain awe and respect. So if you're comfortable in the presence of that individual, of going about your day as if nobody's there, you should be embarrassed to be mevaza somebody in the presence of the Talmud Chacham. You should be embarrassed to do actions which are inappropriate and lowly in the presence of a Talmud Chacham. You should carry yourself with a yira and with an awe in the presence of the Talmud Chacham. And you didn't do that. You totally ignored his presence. So I don't care that he's there, but I'm going to do whatever I want. So you basically undermined the covenant of the Talmud Chacham at that moment. So besides the Yisrael being mevaza another Jew, the person has undermined his respect for the stature that a Talmud Chacham deserves, and a person is considered a bikaris of that. The more, a different place mentions this idea, if a person does an action which is mi'is, which is repulsive, in the presence of a Talmud Chacham, he's being over the Yisrael of Hidr to the Talmud Chacham. It's equivalent to being mevaza of the Talmud Chacham, even though he's not directly being mevaza of the Talmud Chacham, he's acting in a way which is inappropriate to act in the presence of the Talmud Chacham. So that's another element of the concept of giving kavod to the Talmid Chachamim. We have to stand in their presence in a position of awe. That's the first time you meet a Talmid Chacham, somebody of stature, obviously you have that awe, etc. As you become more familiar with them, that's something which is a little more difficult, and therefore it's on the Rebbe's part, it's appropriate that the Rebbe should be moichel and not be upset about it, in order not to cause any punishment to the Talmidim, because it's hard over a long period of time to maintain the perfect level of care in that area, but that does not relieve the Talmud from the responsibility to try and be as careful as possible while in the presence of the Rebbe. Bez Hashem, in the next shiur, I want to clarify, we have to define our terms a little bit. The din of kavod Talmud Chacham, or kavod Rabbi, what makes somebody a Rebbe for a Talmud? So we have obviously a Rabbi Muvik, which is not relevant nowadays. But Rabbi Shana Muvik, so this person was my tutor in second grade, and he taught me to read the letters Beis and Gimel. So is that my Rebbe? He taught me Me'alef Beis. How do we define the terms of Rebbe? And also want to clarify some of the lachas of Seba. We know it depends on, we had Mechugis, how old it is. Does it apply to women? Does it apply to men? What about the wife of a Talmud Chacham? We have to clarify the individuals that we're talking about, who those are. Beis Hashem, we'll do that in the next year, and meanwhile, have a good day.